欢迎聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年4月4日，今天是2019年4月10日，星期三早上7点。我们现在荣幸的邀请到了来的 Chiran Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 16, The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 中篇逍遥的第十六章，主试图去往 Vrindavan.
We will continue today.To read about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to Vrindavan.
我们今天继续来阅读主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去 Vrindavan 的这个经历。
But before we do so, we're going to go over the questions that were sent last week that we could not answer.
但是呢，在我们正式今天的课程之前，我们先回答。一下上周遗留下来的一些问题。第一个问题是Free and Easy 询问的，感恩老师和翻译，每周三都带给我们好吃的大餐。我是如此的堕落，总想吃好吃的 Prasadam。我知道奉献者做的 Prasadam 都是带着爱心的，不应有分别，可我还是不自觉地做了区分，这个好吃，那个不太好吃。这样的行为也是对奉献者的一种冒犯吗？我怎样才能让自己没有这种区别心呢？感恩您。Thank you very much for bringing the feast every Wednesday. I'm so foreign. I always want to have some delicious prasadam. I know that all the prasadams made by the devotees is full of love. I shouldn't make distinction among them. However, I still unconsciously make the difference.I would discriminate. This is delicious, tasty, and the other one is not that so. So is it also an offense to the devotees? How should I remove this differentiation? Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to cook delicious prasadam.
Sri Prabhupada 希望奉献者们能够做美味可口的大餐。
Now, prasadam is not ordinary food.
Prasadam 呢并不是普通的餐食。
It is food which is cooked by a devotee, offered to Krishna, and therefore spiritualized.
这样的食物是由奉献者制作的，然后供奉给了主，所以呢，这样的食物已经灵性化了。
Whether it is tasty or not,It has been accepted by Krishna, therefore it's considered prasadam and it's good enough to be eaten by the devotees.
那这个 prasadam 不管是好不好吃，因为已经是供奉给 Krishna 的了，所以也就是 Krishna 已经接受的，所以呢，这个 prasadam 已经是非常好了，奉献者应当去荣耀这样的 prasadam.
Now, the question is whether what is being cooked is acceptable.
那现在的问题的关键就是在于做出来的这个 prasadam 是不是得到了接受。
We should understand that we actually don't cook for Krishna. We actually cook without have devotion and we let the spiritual master offer the food on our behalf to Krishna.
实际上呢，我们的这个不是直接的为 Krishna 做 prasadam 的，我们是做完了这个 prasadam 之后呢，供奉给我们的灵性导师，是由我们的灵性导师来供奉给 Krishna 的。
So we have to keep in mind that we are not on the spontaneous platform that out of love, pure love for Krishna, we can just offer anything we want.
所以说我们现在还没有达到这种自觉自发的这种境界。所以说呢我们不能说随心所欲的想做什么想供奉什么就做什么。
In the prayers to the spiritual master, we chant every day that the spiritual master relishes the prasadam offered to Krishna, which is given in four different tastes.
那在每天的时候呢，我们就会念一段祷文，在这个祷文里面说到灵性导师品尝供奉给 Krishna 的食物，这样的食物呢有四种滋味。
So there is a clear distinction about how food should taste.
所以说呢，究竟这个食物它应该做出什么样的滋味的确是有分别的。
Therefore, devotees, when they cook, they should pay very great attention to make sure that what they make is very palatable.
所以说，当奉献者去做 prasadam 的时候，应当要保证做出来的这个 prasadam 是非常的可口的。
The best should be cooked and offered to Krishna.
那么应该要做出最好的 prasadam， 然后呢？做出来之后供奉给 Krishna.
So the act of pleasing Krishna by cooking makes the offering even more devotional.
所以说呢，当做这个烹饪的时候，带着一种取悦 Krishna 的这个心态的话，那么这样呢，就会让这个食物就更加的美味可口了。
The offering should be an expression of the heart, not of the mind.
这种供奉应当是你的心灵的一种表达，而不是你头脑的表达。
So if the food is cooked with devotion and it is cooked with expertise, then the devotees will feel a huge difference.
那这个食物呢，如果说它是以一种分爱之带有非常好的这个烹饪的这个技巧也品尝到这个食物的独特之处的。
And Prabhupada said on many occasions that if you cook very tasty prasadam, the devotees will never leave Krishna consciousness.
那在释迦牟尼佛曾经在不同的场合说过同样的话，他说呢，如果奉献者能够做出非常可口美味的 prasadam 的话。非常吸引人的 prasadam， 那奉献者是永远不会离开 Krishna 之觉的。
So the cooks have the responsibility to make sure that they will not that their that the result of their service will not be judged by others but appreciated by others.
所以呢，这个厨师当他去做这个 prasadam 的时候，他应要尽他的这个能力，不要让他的这个食物做出来，然后。让别人去判断呀什么的，应当是就是自然而然的就得到大家的这个欣赏。
Okay, next question.
Das 做饭人的知觉会影响食物，也会影响吃了这个食物的人。我心中充满了嫉妒、色欲、骄傲等物质污染，是不是奉献者吃了我做的 prasadam 也会受到我内心的污染的影响呢？The consciousness of the cook.Will influence affective food tremendously, and it will also influence the people who eat the food. My heart is full of envy, lust, pride. Will this, all these material contamination, affect the devotees who take my prasadam? Will they be affected by all these contaminations from my heart?
Yes, they will.
是的，他们的确是会受到你的心态的影响。
When you cook for the spiritual master and you cook for Krishna and you cook for the devotees, you should take a full bath, you should be clean, you should have clean clothes, you should chant Hare Krishna, you should hear about Krishna, before you enter the kitchen, so your consciousness will be completely clean.
就是说当你为奉献者为灵性导师或者是为 Krishna 来做这个普世阿难的时候在你走进这个厨房之前你应当要念诵或者是唱诵 Hare Krishna 你应当沐浴换上干净的衣服然后有一种非常纯净的这样的一种好的知觉走进这个厨房
The house should be completely clean The kitchen should be completely clean The mind should be completely clean
那整一切都应当是非常洁净的不管你所住的这个房间还是厨房还是你的心意
And this is basic standard
而这一切呢其实还仅仅是非常基础的一些原则
Anything below thatis not Krishna conscious.
那如果没有达到这样的一个标准的话就完全谈不上是 Krishna 知觉了。
So when we perform the austerity of the body and the mind, it definitely has an impact on our consciousness when we cook, and the result is highly positive when the devotees take the prasadam.
所以呢当你的心意你的躯体都做了这个苦行那么这个苦行的结果就会带到你的这个知觉当中你用了这样的一种知觉去做这个普沙量的话就会对奉献者的知觉产生非常积极的良好的影响
OK
感恩老师和翻译有的时候真诚和冒犯之间的距离有多远我们觉得是真诚的面对事情了可是却不小心有了冒犯甚至自己都不知道在听了老师讲课或跟奉献者交流之后才意识到我们又要去祈求原谅促进我们灵性的进步那我们到底是要真诚还是要冒犯呢Thank you very much. My question is exactly how far it is from sincerity to offense. Sometimes we think we are dealing with things with a sincere heart.However, unconsciously, we tend to make some offenses, even unconsciously. It is only after listening to the guru's class or communicating with the devotees that we realize that we have made offenses. Then we have to turn to the devotees to ask for forgiveness so that we can to help our spiritual life to progress.So how do we choose? Should we choose sincerity or honesty or should we take the risk of offense? Thank you very much.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that every endeavor is covered by fault.
那《薄伽梵歌》里面 Krishna 他说了这样的话他说所有的这个努力呢都被错误所覆盖。
In other words, because in this material world nothing is perfect, there will always be some mistakes.
那换句话说的话，就是在这个物质世界当中，所有的行动，所有的事物呢，都是会受到这个错误的这个污染的，没有什么是完美的。
And Srila Prabhupada also explains that the only level where devotees no longer make mistakes is when they reach pure devotional service.
那是了爸爸他说只有当奉献者完全真达到了非常纯粹的奉献服务的时候才能够完全的摆脱谬误。
Up until we reach that level, there will always be mistakes.
那在达到这个层面之前每一个人都会犯很多的错误。
It's the nature of this material world.
这就是这个物质世界的本性。
But we have to learn to deal with mistakes.
但是我们要学会怎么去面对我们的错误。
And we have to be humble enough to acknowledge when we made a mistake.
而且呢，当我们一旦犯了错之后，我们一定要有谦卑之心去承认它。
And of course, a mistake, when it is acknowledged, it becomes a stepping stone for further progress.
其实当错误得到了承认之后它就成了我们灵性进步上的一个垫脚石。
And Prabhupada also explains about mistakes that when we make a mistake, we learn a lesson, and the main lesson is that we should not make the same mistake again.
那是了爸爸也说过当我们犯了错误的时候呢那我们也可以从中吸取教训这个教训是什么呢 就是说我们要知道我们不可以再犯同样的错误了，这样的错误是不能重复的。
So there is actually a difference between making a mistake and being offensive.
所以说呢，犯错误和冒犯这两者之间是有区别的。
Because it's actually easy to learn from a mistake, even if you make the same mistake one, two or three times.
实际上呢，要从错误当中去学习，去吸取教训，这还是不难的，即便是你同样的错误重复了好几次。
But it's easier to be constantly offensive.
但是呢，就是其实一个人更容易说一而再再而三的去冒犯。
So we have to be very careful also that if we commit an offense or offenses, then that offense should not be repeated.
所以说呢，当我们一旦真的是做了冒犯的话，我们一定要确保同样的冒犯不再发生。
And the only way that we can learn to become offenseless is when we become very attentive in chanting Hal Japa.
去除冒犯的一个最重要的一个办法就是说在你念诵的时候要全神关注。
This is something that we may not think about.
这个可能是我们平常容易忽略的不去思考的。
But actually quality Japa can resolve every single problem we have on the spiritual path.
事实上我们在我们的灵性道路上所遇到的所有的问题都可以通过非常认真的加帕这个念诵而得到彻底的解决。
Because quality chanting makes us conscious of Krishna.
因为有品质的这个加帕这个念诵可以帮助我们知觉到 Krishna.
And when we become conscious of Krishna, we automatically become conscious of everything else and everyone else.
当我们对 Krishna 有了觉知的时候，我们自然而然的对我们周围的人，作为我们生活中周围的其他的这些事物，都有了一种觉知力。
And therefore it reduces the chances of offenses and it reduces the chances of making mistakes.
所以说呢，这样你的这个冒犯的几率还有你的犯错误的这个几率呢就能大大的减少。
So we have to improve the quality of our chanting.
所以我们一定要提高我们的念诵这个 Japa 的品质。下一个问题来自于 Dana Kelly, Darcy. 谢谢帕布和 Mataji, 请求证一个问题。今天您在讲课中说 Amoga 的冒犯来自于他没有 Krishna 知觉。诶，这个问题是之前的吧？之前已经问过的。I think this is a question from before. Maybe I should repeat. 今天您的讲课中说 Amoga 的冒犯来自于他没有 Krishna 知觉，所以。I think you have gone. 等一会儿好，看看是不是跳到前面去了那些问题。
Because Dana Kelly was translating, she would not have asked a question.
It's a question about Amoga. Maybe you can do it again. 没有，这些问题都是之前的。抱歉，好像是这个。
No. There are no other questions here.
Smoky, 你再查一下那个有没有上周遗留的问题还没有回答的。我现在看到这个问题好像是很早之前的。What's this? 稍等一下哈。Now this question about a mode.
Hare Krishna.
你看到了吗？等一下啊。我看一下啊。很多哦。
是的。
是。OK。Free and easy.
Is it the same question?
No. Free and easy 问了，感恩老师和翻译，感恩您的精彩讲课。我们可以在不冒犯别的奉献者的前提下，只跟自己喜欢的奉献者在一起吗？我们都知道要取悦奉献者，但我们是不是也不用取悦所有的奉献者？就像老师讲的，《Bhagavad Gita》第九章 ，Krishna 说会对他虔诚的奉献者增加注意力。我们也可以有自己喜欢的奉献者，有自己特别愿意取的奉献者，这样想法对吗？期待您的解答，感恩您。Thank you very much for your wonderful class. Can we choose to be with the devotees we like? on the premises that we don't offend other devotees. We know that we should please the devotees. But however, does that mean that we don't have to please all the devotees? Just like in the chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says that he cares more about the pious devotees. So can we also have the devotees we like, we choose the devotees we like to be our friends, and we can choose to have some devotees we are more likely or we more inclined to please? Is this a right attitude or not? Thank you very much.
Yes, it's very natural that like-minded devotees will stick together.
所以说呢，这个是非常的自然而然的，就是说志同道合的，或者说是情投意合的奉献者呢，更容易待在一起。
However, we have to be very careful that on the attempt to build up friendship with some devotees, we don't build up animosity with other devotees.
但是我们一定要非常的小心，当你和某一些奉献者建立起比较深的友谊的时候，要非常的小心，不要对其他的奉献者怀有敌意。
So we have to, it's good and it's actually healthy to have close relationship with some devotees, but we have to be respectful towards all the devotees.
所以说呢，就是说，对，和某一些奉献者建立起更加深厚的友谊，这是非常的自然的，也是可以接受的。但是你要非常的小心，我们要尊重所有的奉献者。
对。
请问帕布，一个小草询问一个问题，请问帕布，一个年长的奉献者把印度的30卢比一瓶的恒河水拿到中国卖给不知情的奉献者100块钱，奉献者为什么也这个问题没有写全哈。为什么也这么做，做出这样的事情，对吧？ Some senior devotees sell a bottle of Ganges waters to the Chinese, to China, the people who don't know about the price in China, for 100 RMB per bottle, while he bought it in India for 30 rupees a bottle. Why devotees can do such kind of things?
Well, they should not.
那这样的一个奉献者是绝对不应该，就是不应该这样做的，这样是非常不好的。
It's a bad example.
这是一个非常不好的榜样。
So you don't have to accept this kind of dealing.
所以这样的教义你没有必要接受。
That's all.
下一个问题是小草继续询问，请问帕布，一个年长的，I said why devotees cheat others like this. 下一个问题来自 Free and Easy。 我的朋友在读完薄伽梵歌和永恒的祝福之后就跟我说，你们都是瑜伽的高级阶段的智慧瑜伽，你们的使命就是传播知识和传教，你们所表现出来的行为举止和品质就是知识背后的副产品，你们就是一门宗教，你为什么不承认呢？我就觉得我学的是 Krishna 直觉，我这时候应该怎么办？看你。One of my friends, after reading Bhagavad Gita and your ever wisher, told me that you are learning a higher stage of Bodhi Yoga in the yoga ladder. Your mission is to spread the knowledge and to preach, and all the behaviors and qualities you represent are actually the byproducts of the knowledge that you have been learning. You are a kind of religion. Why you can't admit it? But for myself, I feel that I'm learning Krishna consciousness. In this kind of situation, what should I do?
Where is the question of admitting or not admitting?
这个承认还是不承认，怎么就会成为一个问题呢？
There is nothing to hide.
我们没有什么可掩饰的。
If the person actually read Prabhupada's books, then Prabhupada will speak to them much more straightforwardly than a devotee will.
如果一个奉献者读了，不是，如果一个新人他读了，Srila Prabhupada的书的话，他就会发现Srila Prabhupada是非常直接了当的，在跟他传教的。这种直截了当，比这个奉献者要 直接多了。
The point is that people have a great misconception and misunderstanding about what religion is.
那这个问题的关键就是在于人们对于宗教以及宗教的内涵有非常大的误解。
So, because there is a attitude of envy, people don't understand when something is good for them.
所以因为大多数的人他的心里有这种妒忌，所以当他遇到一个其实对他非常好的事物的时候呢，他就会有这样的一种心态。
The bottom line is people don't know what religion is.
其实最根本上来说，就是大家并不知道什么是宗教。
Yeah,
下一个问题是有选 Sati David Darcy 有选择的联谊也是有智慧的表现。奉献者之间的关系也是有亲密的和普通的关系，与少数亲密的奉献者或者朋友敞开心扉，同时尊重所有其他的奉献者。It's actually a comment from Sati David. She said, association by choice, by selection, is actually a sign of wisdom or intelligence. In terms of the relationship between the devotees, there are different levels. Some are more intimate, some are more general. To reveal the heart to few devotees who are very intimate to you, but to respect all the other devotees.
I agree entirely.
我完全的同意你的观点。下一个是来自于伊莲 Krishna 六，有选择的奉献，这是同一个问题，但是不同的人问了，就是刚才 Sati David 的这个问题。下一个问题是 free and easy， 好，也就是我们有选择的权利，对吗？前提就是不要有冒犯。So does that mean we have the right to choose what kind of devotees we want to have as intimate friends? Is that right? But the premise is that we should avoid offense. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
对 ，free and easy， 你说的是对的。伊莲 Krishna 继续问，当选择不与一些奉献者联谊，又被说不是 ISKCON 的奉献者了，如何看待这个问题？我这个问题好像问的不太清楚，我的理解是不是选择了一些奉献者联谊，但是可能这些奉献者不是 ISKCON 的奉献者，所以就被批评了，是这样吗？Sometimes we choose some devotees to associate with, then we are criticized by others that they are not ISKCON devotees. So how to deal with that?
I don't understand.
Actually, the question is not very clear. I think that when we choose some devotees, choose not to associate with some devotees, then we are criticized that you are not ISKCON devotees. So, which means, I guess that means that we have to associate with devotees who only belong to ISKCON. We shouldn't associate with devotees outside of ISKCON. But when we choose people, devotees outside of ISKCON, then people criticize us that it's not proper.
If you make a choice to join the Krishna consciousness movement, you should stick to Prabhupada's family.
如果说呢，你选择了加入 Krishna 知觉运动的话，那你就应该要坚定的在这个 Srila Prabhupada 的大家庭里。是 ISKCON 的奉献者，可以把这个问题重新再写的清晰一点吗 ？Okay, and then you continue.
Yeah, so you stick with Prabhupada's family.
所以说呢，就是在你加入了 Krishna 知觉的这个运动之后，你就要坚守在这个 Srila Prabhupada 的这个家庭里面。
There's no harm having friends who are not part of the ISKCON society.
就是说，如果你选择了一些朋友，这些朋友呢，不是属于 ISKCON 的这个大家庭的。
As long as there are no offenses and no criticism.
这个问题也不是很大，但是有一个前提，就是这样的奉献者，他不应当就是经常去指责其他的人，或者说去冒犯别人，比如说冒犯 ISKCON 的奉献。
The problem is the devotees don't know how to associate on that level.
这个问题就是说，在这样的一个层面上面的奉献者不懂得如何去联谊。
Either those who are in ISKCON and those who are not in ISKCON, they just don't know how to associate.
就是现在是ISKCON 里边的奉献者和 ISKCON 之外的这个奉献者们都不知道怎么样在这样的一个高度去相互的这个联谊，以一种恰当的方法去联谊。
In English, we say good fences makes good neighbors.
那这个英语里面有一句谚语啊，这个原话的意思就是说，这个把这个篱笆竖好了呢，这个邻居之间的关系呢也就会更好。
Okay. We finished.
把那个问题再重新说了一下哈，当选择不与一些奉献者联谊，又被说不是 ISKCON 的奉献者了，如何看待这个问题呢？联谊的对象是 ISKCON 的奉献者，不是别的团体的奉献者。Some people choose not to associate with some devotees, and then they're criticizing that they are not ISKCON devotees. So how to deal with that? So they still associate with ISKCON devotees.Not devotees from outside of ISKCON.
I think devotees should spend more time reading Prabhupada's books and being absorbed in chanting instead of thinking about these things.
我觉得呢，其实这些跟谁联谊的这些问题可以先放在一边，大家可以更加认真的去阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍，把更多的精力呢放在认真的这个念诵和做这个服务上面。
There's no ideal and perfect situation.
就是实际上没有任何境况是完美的，或者是完全是非常的理想的。
But being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that's always the perfect situation.
如果一个人他能够完全的沉浸在 Krishna 知觉中的话，这就是一种最好的处境。
So if you become a mature devotee, and mature means one who is enjoying being absorbed in Krishna consciousness,All these issues completely disappear.
其实当你成为一个非常成熟的一个奉献者，什么叫成熟的奉献者呢？就是说你完全的，就是非常满足的陶醉在这个 Krishna 直觉之中，内心非常的满足了，那么所有的这些问题呢，也就烟消云散了，就根本就不存在。
Make spiritual advancement.
也就是说我们要做的最重要的一件事情就是让自己的灵性得到进步。
Become a serious devotee.
成为非常认真的奉献者。
Increase your hearing and chanting.
那个加强你的聆听和念诵。
And all these things will have no issues.
那所有的这些问题呢就不攻自破了。
Okay, can we start the class now?
好，我们现在就开始我们今天的课了。
Yes?
Yes.
Do we have the green light?
Yes.
Okay, so the attempt of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 试图去到 Vrindavan.
We see that there is a very big difference with the way he is now traveling with the way he traveled around South India.
我们就会看到这一次他的这个旅行和之前在南印度的那个旅行是大不相同了。
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, not many people knew him, or actually hardly anyone knew him outside of Navadvip.
当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成为 sannyasi 的时候呢，其实在这个 Navadvip 之外很少有人知道他的真实的身份或者是了解他。
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Puri after taking sannyas, hardly anyone knew him.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他 他接受了赞亚西托波森的洗涤，去了 Puri 的时候， Puri 呢几乎没有人认识他。
Therefore, it was easy for him to adapt the lifestyle of a sannyasi, which means to travel constantly and to be very austere.
所以说呢，对他来说，要就是完全的适应一种，调整到一种 sannyasi 托钵僧的一种生活方式呢，实际上就要容易的多了。因为没有人认识他，所以他有充分的这个自由，可以这一路呢就是非常的苦行。
And in the culture, in the Vedic culture, people have certain expectations when they see a sannyasi.
那在这个伟达的这个传统文化当中呢，人们对于 sannyasi 的看法是有一定的标准的。
Sannyasis may not wear any shoes.
这个 sannyasi 呢可能就是光着脚行走。
They don't wear any shirts.
他们呢也不穿什么上衣。
They have no possessions.
他们也几乎是一无所有。
They have no home.
也没有家。
They have no social status.
也就是也是可以说是无家可归，而且也没有社会地位。
They just wander free and depend on the Supreme Lord situated within the heart.
所以说呢，他们可以说就是一种自由的一种云游，他们唯一依赖的就是内心的至尊主。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this, and therefore when he began to travel to South India, he actually wanted to go on his own.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是知道这一点的，所以呢，当他去往南印度的时候呢，他就很希望自己是只身前往，只有他一个人。
But the devotees insisted that he should have at least one person with him.
那么但是呢，奉献者当时是非常的坚持，觉得他一定要至少带上一个仆人跟他随行。
Someone to carry his spare set of cloth and his water pot.
就是帮他至少呢，能够帮他保管这个备用的这个衣服，还有他的水罐。
Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri,
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回到了 Jagannath Puri 的时候，
he never gave up his sannyas lifestyle.
他呢就是还是没有放弃这种 sannyasi 托钵僧的这样的一种生活方式。
He lived very, very simply, very austerely.
他还是过着非常简朴苦行的生活。
But now devotees and people knew who he was.
但是现在呢，就是奉献者们都已经非常的了解他了，而且呢，他也是就是非常享有盛誉的这样的一个人，所以大家都了解他。
And the devotees became very attached to him.
奉献者们也非常的依恋他。
So much so that they could not be separated from him.
这个时候呢，就非常难以与他分离了。
Including the king.
包括这个 Puri 的国王。
So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, the devotees made extraordinary arrangements for his travels.
所以说呢，当这一次就是当马哈帕布他要去文达文的时候呢，奉献者们就给他做了非常隆重的非常不一般的安排。
And even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord is completely independent, he is still very much depending on the love of his devotees.
那虽然 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实就是至尊主，他完全是独立的，不依靠任何人，但是在他的内心深处，他依然是非常的依赖奉献者们对他的爱。
The love of his devotees had already delayed his departure for Vrindavan of 2 years.
实际上呢，就是因为奉献者对他的深深的爱，所以说呢，他去往 Vrindavan 的这个计划其实已经是推迟了两年了。
But now that they have given him permission to go to Vrindavan, they are making extraordinary arrangements in terms of facilities during his travels.
那么现在呢，他终于得到了奉献者的许可，可以去往文达文了。那与此同时，奉献者也 做出了非常特别的一些安排，给他安排了非常好的这个便利的这些设施啊。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu complies with all these facilities, not because he is enjoying the facilities, but he is accepting the service and the love of his devotees.
那就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也是配合着奉献者这种愿望，他都接受了。那并不是说他是非常的享受这么舒适的一些设施的，而是因为他被奉献者的爱所打动。
Just like devotees used to make very elaborate arrangements to facilitate and to receive Srila Prabhupada wherever he went.
就好比说，无论Srila Prabhupada走到哪里，奉献者们都会做出非常隆重的，甚至是非常复杂的一些安排来迎接Srila Prabhupada。
And Prabhupada accepted those facilities because it was from the love of his disciples.
那 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他也会欣然接受，因为这所有的这些安排，所有的这些条件都是来自于奉献者们对他的爱。
But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada remained a very, very simple person.
但是呢，与此同时 ，Srila Prabhupada 一直保持着他非常朴素的本质。
So we were.Reading last week how the king made these elaborate arrangements and having the queens being there providing a huge amount of prasadam all to make the journey of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as enjoyable as possible.
那上一周呢，我们就是讲到了这个普里的国王为了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个启程，做了一个非常非常就是非常丰盛的一些安排，非常隆重的安排。他让他的这个王后呢，专程到他那里去献上了各种各样的这个 prasadam， 就是为了让 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢有一次非常愉快的旅行。
Normally, sannyasis travel alone.
那一般来说 ，sannyasi 呢，他会孤身一人旅行。
But this time, he had a huge group of devotees traveling with him.
但是这一次呢，却有一大群奉献者跟随着他。
Because they did not want to be separated from him.
因为这些奉献者呢，难以离开，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And not only he had a whole group of devotees traveling with him, but he had thousands and thousands of people coming to see him everywhere he stopped.
而且呢，是不仅仅他的随行人员有这么大一群奉献者，而且在这一路上，无论走到哪里呢，都有成千上万的人蜂拥而至，赶来一睹 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的风采。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that it is not possible to describe the number of people.
那书中写到，根本就不可能来描述。
And he has listed the names of the principal, the closest associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那在他书中呢，他就罗列了那些来见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的最主要的一些奉献者的名字。
Some of them were from Bengal, some of them were from Puri.
有的奉献者是来自于孟加拉，有的奉献者呢来自于 Puri.
And among them was Gadadhar Pandit.
在这些奉献者中有一位就是Gadadhar Pandit.
We all know Gadadhar Pandit.
我们都了解 Gadadhar Pandit.
Because we chant his name many times every day.
因为呢，我们每天呢要很多次的念到 Gadadhar Pandit 的名字。
When we chant the Maha Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
就是在我们每一次加帕的时候，一圈跟一圈之间的时候，就是当我们念诵的时候，我们就要多次的重复到五圣体的这个祷文。那这个五圣体当中就有 Gadadhar 的名字。
And we are very familiar with the Panchatattva.
而且呢，我们对于这个五圣体 Panchatattva 也是非常。
The Panchatattva is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar.And Srivas Thakur.
那这五圣体呢，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 主 Nityananda Prabhu, 主 Advaita Prabhu. Kadada, Shivas, 一共是五位。
So, Gadara Pandit was a childhood friend of Lord Chaitanya when they used to live in Nalanda.
那这个 Gadara Pandit 呢，就是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 童年的时候，在Navadvipa 的时候，他是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 童年的玩伴。
When they were little boys, Mother Sachi told Gadadhar, "You stay with my son all the time, and you look after him."
然后他小的时候呢，就是这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的母亲 Sachi Mata 呢，就跟 Gadadhar 说，你要一直陪着这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 照顾他，就是你卖。
They literally grew up together, and they're always together, and they were the best of friends.
所以说呢，他们就是一起形影不离的，从小长大的，他们一直是最好的朋友。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Puri, Gadara Pandit went with him.
所以呢，就是当这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成了 sannyasi 托钵僧，离开了 Navadvip 去往 Puri 的时候 ，Gadara Pandit 呢也没有离开他。跟随着他一起去。
And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from his tour of South India, he gave permanent residence to Gadara Pandit in Puri.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他走完了南印度回到 Puri 的时候呢，他就给 Gadara Pandit 提供了一个永久的在这个Puri 居住的一个地方，就让这个 Gadara Pandit 呢就余生就在那里度过。
So basically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling Gadadhar, "Now I will live in Puri for the rest of my life. I want you to be with me in Puri."
所以说呢，实际上 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是在对 Gadadhar Pandit 说，我的余生将在 Puri 度过。我希望你呢，能够在 Puri 和我一起。
Gadadhar Pandit never married.
Gadara Pandit 呢，他从来没有结过婚。
And he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya that he knew nothing else but Lord Chaitanya in his life.
他是非常非常的依附于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。其实除了他的一生当中，他唯一的这个深深的了解的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。除他之外呢，他几乎没有关注任何其他人。
And he was considered.To be a Kshetra Sannyasi.
那他被称为是一位 Kshetra Sannyasi.
Kshetra means place.
Kshetra 的意思就是地方。
It's a field.
就是一片土地，一个地方。
So a Kshetra Sannyasi is someone who is taken sannyas, but has taken the vows to never leave a particular place.
那么 Kshetra Sannyasi 呢，就是这样的一类 Sannyasi， 他们成了这个托钵僧之后，他们立誓就是不离开他们所在的这片土地，永远不离开。
So they are Sannyasis who travel constantly, and they are Sannyasis who never travel.
所以说呢，这个 Sannyasi 托钵僧呢，他也是有所不同的。有的 Sannyasi 他们会云游四方，还有的 Sannyasi 呢，就会就是固定在一个地方。
They just stay in the same place, and they are cultivating their renunciation. They're cultivating their sadhana. They give association to devotees, and they also help the people in general.
那他们呢，就是住在一个地方，然后他们去培养自己的 sadhana 呢，然后呢，还有他们的这种苦行，然后呢，和奉献者联谊，也去帮助大众，就是这一类 sannyasi。
So Gadara Pandit had taken a vow that he would never leave Jagannath Puri.
所以呢 ，Gadara Pandit 他就立誓一步不离Puri, Jagannath Puri.
Now that became a problem when Lord Chaitanya began to travel to Vrindavan.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 开始动身去往 Vrindavan 的时候，这个问题就来了。
Because Gadara began to travel with the group of devotees.
因为呢 ，Gadara was traveling with the group of devotees.
That's right.
那 Gadara 因为 Gadara 呢，他也跟奉献者一起旅行了。
And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved on in his journey, there were less and less devotees, so then Gadara's presence became very obvious.
那就是说随着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一路的走向这个 Vrindavan 呢跟他随行的那些奉献者也的人数也就越来越少了。那在这个时候呢 Gadara 的这个 Pandit 他的这个作用就凸显出来了。
And when Gadara Pandit began to travel with Lord Chaitanya, he was told,not to follow Lord Chaitanya because he had taken a vow to never leave Jagannath Puri.
那当这个格达达潘尼兹他跟随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 旅行的时候呢、其实就是因为他之前他立誓是永远不离开、Puri 的所以呢就有人就指出了这个问题。
Lord Chaitanya says, what are you doing here? You should return to Jagannath Puri. That's where you belong.
那这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他就亲自的对 Gadara Pandit 说你为什么在这里呢你是属于 Puri 的你应该留在 Puri 才对你怎么会跟着我呢
Gadara Pandit argued that there's no problem with me being with you traveling because wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri.
那 Gadara Pandit 就反驳到呢，我跟着你旅行是没有任何问题的，因为无论你在哪里，哪里就是 Jagannath Puri.
And as far as my vow to stay in Jagannath Puri, then I don't care about this.
那至于我曾经要一直留在Puri 的这个誓言，这个我已经不在乎了。
So he was, you know, because of his such an intimate relationship and friendly relationship with Lord Chaitanya, Gadara Pandit, could argue and even be arrogant.
所以呢，因为 Gadara Pandit 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是一种非常亲密无间不分彼此的这样的一种关系所以他可以去反驳 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的话甚至以一种非常高傲的那种姿态
You know, friends, they can be over familiar sometimes
那有的时候朋友跟朋友之间呢就不讲什么就是说会非常过度的就是非常的这个熟悉了所以就不分彼此了不讲这个身份了
You done? That's it?
Open family, this word. Okay.
So, one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the sand by the beach.
有一次呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就坐在海边的这个沙滩上
I'm talking about Jagannath Puri here.
那我在这里说的是 Jagannath Puri 的海滩
And he put his hand in the sand and he felt something really hard.
他把手放在那个沙子里然后就碰到了一样比较硬的东西。
And he began to dig.
他就开始用手往下挖。
And he discovered this amazing, beautiful deity of Lord Krishna.
然后呢他挖着挖着就发现了一尊非常美的主 Krishna 的神像。
So Gadara was not very far from Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya called him and says, Gadara, come see what I have discovered.
那 Gadara 呢在离 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不远的地方所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就叫他说过来过来 Gadara, 你看看我发现了什么。
So they unearthed this amazing deity of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya gave that deity to Gadara Pandit to worship.
所以呢他们呢就发现了这一尊把这一尊非常让人惊叹的 Krishna 的神像呢从沙地里面挖了出来然后呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就把这尊神像交给了 Gadara Pandit 跟他说我要你来崇拜这一尊神像
And he told him I'm giving you this deity of Lord Krishna and you worship this as your service now that you are a resident sannyasi in Jagannath Puri
那么他就说呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说我把这尊神像托付给你来崇拜那你现在呢就是Jagannath Puri 的这个居民了你要好好的服务这尊神像
So Lord Chaitanya was reminding him not only you took a vow to never leave Jagannath Puri but secondly you can't give up your service to Gopinath
所以呢，其实在这里，杰他涅马哈巴布就提醒格达达帕尼的说，其实你已经发过誓了，不仅是你不能够离开这个扎克纳普里，你是住杂杂那里的一个萨尼亚西托波森，而且你也不能放弃对 Gopinath 神像的服务。
So the two mistakes are being made here.
所以呢，在这里格达达帕尼特呢，就是犯了两个错误了。
So Gadara Pandit replied, just by serving your lotus feet, it's as good as doing service for Gopinath a million times.
那 Gadara Pandit 就在这里说呢，他说其实服务您的莲花族就好像是千百万倍的服务于 Gopinath 神像。
So Gadara Pandit is still arguing with Lord Chaitanya to winThe case that he wants to stay with Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，格达达帕尼特呢，在这里还是在跟切达涅马哈帕布争论啊，他就是要那个战胜切达涅马哈帕布，要说明自己是完全可以和切达涅马哈帕布在一起旅行的。
So you can decide for yourself whether Gadara Pandit is right or not that traveling with Lord Chaitanya for him is a higher principle than.Being dedicated to his service to Jagannath Puri and to Gopinath.
所以你呢自己可以来判断是不是这个Gadara Pandit 跟随着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来旅行服务于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢这样的一个原则要高于他留在 Jagannath Puri 去服务他的 Gopinath 神像。
And it's very important to think about this situation.
其实呢这一点是非常的重要的。去思考一下他当时的这个处境，这一点很重要。
What is more important?
就是说，在这个时候，什么是更重要的
？For example, you have a service here in China, but then you drop your service to travel with your guru or to go to Vrindavan for a festival.
就比如说呢，你是在这个中国是有这个服务的，但你现在呢，就把在中国的这个服务呢，先搁到一边去，然后跟着。孤鲁林星导师旅行，或者是去文达文去参加一个节日。
But here it's not like Gadara Pandit wanted to, just be with Lord Chaitanya for some time. He wanted to actually give up Jagannath Puri and give up the service to Gopinath.
其实在这里呢 ，Gadara Pandit 不是说只是跟着其他念摩哈佛布一小段时间，实际上他心里是真的是想着去放弃这个。Jagannath Puri 放弃对Jagannath Puri 的 Gopinath 神像的服务了。
So Lord Chaitanya says, if you give up your service, then it's my fault.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是说，如果你放弃了你的服务的话，那就错在我了。
I am responsible for this.
我得为此负责。
So it's better if you stay in Puri and continue to do your service.That will make me very happy.
所以呢，最好你还是留在 Puri 继续你的这个奉献服务啊，那才我因为如果你这样做的话，我才是真的高兴了。
So sometimes we have desires to do things that we think will be good for us for our Krishna consciousness, but it's not the opinion of the spiritual master, or it's not the opinion of the senior devotees, or even the community of devotees.
所以有的时候我们可能觉得做某件事情对我们的 Krishna 知觉是有利的有帮助的但是实际上这未必就是你的灵性导师 Guru 或者是其他的奉献者或者你所在的这个奉献者的团体年长奉献者的这种意见
So Lord Chaitanya looked at this in terms of how you behave in society
所以呢，切达涅马哈巴布这么在他提出这一点的时候，他是从这样的一个角度来说的，就是你在一个社团当中应当是处于什么样的一个位置，应该做些什么。
And how you carry out your responsibilities when you are given a service.
就是当你获得了一份服务的时候，你应当如何的去履行你的职责。
For example, there are devotees who join the Krishna consciousness movement because they think it's, you know, it's a relief from material miseries. And in the process, they completely neglect their families, they neglect their duties, they neglect their job, they neglect everything because they believe that to be in the association of devotees is a higher principle.
那就比如说有一些新的奉献者加入了 Krishna 知觉，那感觉呢，就是可以摆脱掉物质世界所带给他们的一些痛苦，就可以长长的舒一口气了。于是这个时候呢，他们就会忽略自己的家庭、自己的责任、自己的工作、自己在这个社会当中的种种的这个职责，因为他们觉得跟奉献者联谊是一个更高的原则。
So Gadara Pandit again argues by saying, don't worry, he's talking to Lord Chaitanya, don't worry, all the fault will be on my head, and I won't even travel with you, I will travel on my own. You won't see me, you don't have to worry about me.
那 Gadara Pandit 呢，这个时候呢，他又就是争论到，就是对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 反驳到，他说的，你不用担心，所有的错误都由我一人来承担。我不用跟你就是在一起旅行，你看不到我，我可以一个人待着，一个人旅行，一个人跟着你。所以说呢，你看不到我，你不用担心。
And I will go on my own. I will go to Navadvip and I will go to Sachimata. I will not travel with you. And I am completely responsible for giving up my vows.And giving up my service to Gopinath.
那呢，我呢不会这么跟着你。我去 Navadvip 去见 Sachimata。我呢要为我自己放弃 Jagannath Puri， 放弃对 Gopinath 的服务呢负全责。所有的错误在我。
So you can see here there's a conflict of interest.
所以你可以看到呢，这个是他们的这个关注点上的这个矛盾。
And there's a much, much deeper meaning to the behavior of Gadara Pandit.
实际上 Gadara Pandit 之所以这么样做呢，其实是有更加深层次的原因。
He is not actually being whimsical.
他并不是在随心所欲。
He is very, very transcendental.
因为呢，他其实是非常的超然的。
But his transcendental position is colliding, it's a conflict with his external position.In society.
但是呢，他的这种内在的超然的这种地位现在是跟他在这个社团当中的一种外在的身份产生了这个矛盾。
And it will remain that way all the way until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ends his pastimes.
那么这样的一种矛盾会一直持续到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 结束他。的逍遥时光的那一刻。
And there is a good reason for this.
这背后有非常充分的理由。
Even though Srila Prabhupada explains here that it is not possible or it's very difficult to understand the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Gadara Pandit.
虽然在要旨中Srila Prabhupada指出要真正的理解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Gadara Pandit 之间的关系是几乎是不可能的，也是非常难以理解的。
And the reason in a nutshell, because it's quite an esoteric reason, but the reason in a nutshell is that Gadara Pandit represents the energy of Srimati Radharani.
那么这其中的这个意义呢，是非常的深奥的，的确是难以理解。但是我归根究底点研制的话，就是因为根本上来说 Gadara Pandit 它代表的是至尊主的这个能量，就其实就是 Radharani， 它代表了 Radharani。
And Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna who is trying to understand how Radharani feels for him。
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是主 Krishna 本人，在这里呢，他去试图去理解Radharani 对他的这个情感是什么。
So as Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are unfolding, he becomes more and more absorbed in the mood of Radharani.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个随着他的这个逍遥时光的不断的推进和展开，那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也越来越深的沉浸到了 Srimati Radharani 的情感和心态之中。
So the point here is that if Gadara Pandit stays with Lord Chaitanya when he goes to Vrindavan, it will be conflicting in the mood of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy.
那实际上事实就是说，如果说 Gadatta Pandit 他如果是一步不离的跟着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去 Vrindavan 的话，那么他的这个存在实际上就会形成和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 内在的这种狂喜情感的冲突。
Because what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing is that as Krishna himself, he is stealing away the mood of Radha from Gadadhar. So Gadadhar is left with nothing.
所以说呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢因为他就是至尊人格首称就是 Krishna, 所以他就是等于就是把 Gadadhar, Radharani 的这种心呢心和他的这个情感从 Gadadhar Pandit 那里偷走了。所以呢当 Gadadhar Pandit 所有的这一切都被偷走的时候他就几乎可以说是一无所有了。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not want Gadadhar Pandit to go with him to Vrindavan. He wants him to stay in Puri and take care of the deity of Krishna.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是希望 Gadadhar Pandit 不要跟着他希望 Gadadhar Pandit 能够留在Jagannath Puri 能够去照看他托付给他的这神像 Gopinath.
So Gadadhar Pandit left the group and began to travel on his own, but at some point he will meet again with Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢这样的 Gadadhar Pandit 就离开了奉献者这个决心图案然后他孤身一人旅行了但是之后还是和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又重逢了。
And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explained that it's very, very difficult to understand this intimate relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar and how Gadadhar Pandit was prepared to give up his vow and give up his service to the deity just like you would give up a piece of straw. That easy.
那就是说 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 在这里就是讲到要去理解 Gadadhar Pandit 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的那种非常亲密无间的那种关系是非常的困难的而且呢要去理解 Gadadhar Pandit 怎么就能够那么轻而易举的放弃他在 Puri 的这个誓言而且放弃去亲身服务 Gopinath 神像的这个誓言就好像是把这个一根草轻而易举的放弃一样那么容易这也是非常非常难的要理解这一点很不容易
So actually Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with Gadadhar's behavior
实际上呢 Gadadhar Pandit 的这个行为让这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是满心欢喜的
But still he had to teach him a lesson
但是呢尽管如此 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他还是要教育一下 Gadadhar Pandit
SoLord Chaitanya takes the hand of Gadadhar and starts to talk to him.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就拉过Gadadhar Pandit 的手就开始对他这样说。
He said, okay, you have given up your service to Gopinath and you have broken your vow not to live in Puri. You have come here, you have completed your mission.
那么Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢你放弃了对 Gopinath 神像的这个服务然后呢而且呢还就是打破了你要长久的居住在 Puri 的这个誓言那你现在来到这里了那你的使命也完成了。
But I think that you wanting to come with me is pure sense gratification.
但是我觉得呢你一心想着跟着我这完完全全就是一种感官享乐
In other words, your desire to be with me is not Krishna conscious
那换句话说就是说你想跟随着我的这样的一种愿望并不是 Krishna 之间
And you are breaking two religious principles and because of this I'm not happy
那而且呢因为你的这个愿望你打破了两个宗教的原则那我是非常的不高兴的。
If you want to make me happy, go back to Jagannath Puri. And if you insist, you're going to make the matter even worse.
那你呢？如果说想让我高兴的话，你就赶紧回 Jagannath Puri 去。如果说你还一味的坚持的话，那事情只有变得更糟。
And after saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say an extra word. He got up, he got on the boat, and he left Gadara Pandit, who immediately fell on the ground unconscious.
那么这个说完了这几句话之后呢，其他娘妈哈帕布就一言不发的上了船，然后呢就把这个格达达帕尼特留在了岸上。这个时候，格达达帕尼特就晕倒在了地上。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Sarvabhattacharya, "You please take Gadara Pandit back with you to Jagannath Puri." And the Bhattacharya told Gadara Pandit, "Get up." Such are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就训令 Sarvabhattacharya 让他把 Gadara Pandit 带回去。这个时候呢 ，Bhattacharya 就对 Gadara Pandit 说起来。这就是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。
So we will see what will happen to Gadara Pandit next week.
我们下周再来看看在 Gadara Pandit 的身上又发生了一些什么。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This is where he left Gadara Pandit at the bank.
There on the way.They're still in Orissa, they're not in Bengal.
我刚才问了一个小问题，就是说，这个最后这一幕发生是在什么地方？把他穿帕布说呢，就是在他去本达本的这个路上，但这个时候他们还没有离开这个 Orissa， 应该是在 Orissa 邦的某一个地方。因为他们一直是徒步而行的，一直在走动。
What is?
这个是。那我们现在看一看 Smoky Mataji 有没有问题提上来。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 请稍等一下 Mataji.
OK.
Okay.
So Gadara Pandit said that he would go to Madhvip to see Sachimata. That means he had given up following Lord Chaitanya.
No, because he knows Lord Chaitanya will stop in Madhvip. He's just going ahead.
So he's just lagging behind without being seen, right? Mm. Mm. So Chaitanya first went to Madhvip to see Sachimata. Then come down to Vrindavan. 你看一下一个问题，感恩 Smoky Vada 问了一个问题，感恩帕布和玛拉吉的精彩讲和。请问奉献者如果非常依恋奉献服，不愿再去做世俗的工作，但是又是居士的身份，该怎么去面对内心的挣扎呢？Present a very common situation. Devotees are very, some devotees are very attached to devotional service and not willing to do any mundane work anymore. But he's still a grihastha. So how to deal with the struggle in the heart?
You know, it's always the same. This issue will always be there because we have to understand that before we join, and I have mentioned this so many times, and I always mention it, before the devotees join Krishna consciousness, they made certain decisions about their lives.
这个问题是一直是层出不穷的，一直是在那儿的。就是而且我也多次的提出这一点，就是其实在奉献者进入 Krishna 之觉成为奉献者之前，他们在他们的生活当中已经做了一些选择。
You know, there is a difference between buying a car and having a profession, getting married and having kids.
买一辆车和做一份职业，结婚生孩子，这还是不一样的。
If, for example, you buy a car and you join Krishna consciousness and you see you don't need the car anymore, well, you can sell the car.
那比如说你在加入 Krishna 知觉之前买了一辆车，之后呢成了奉献者，你可能用不上这个车了，那你可以把这个车卖掉。
Now, when you have a family, when you have responsibilities, when you have a job, when you have children,And then you join Krishna consciousness. You can't just get rid of everything.
那当你已经有一大家子，然后还有工作，还有孩子，然后还有好多的这个责任，那你不能说像卖掉一辆车那么简单的把这一切都给放弃了。
That would be very irresponsible.
如果你这样做的话，那就是极其的不负责任了。
We have to learn to accommodate both.
我们要学会怎么样呢让这两者兼而有之。
Even if it's very difficult.
即便是怎么样去兼顾这两者这即便是非常非常的困难。
Otherwise, it's irresponsible.
否则的话呢如果你就是简单的放弃物质的这一面的话那么就是非常非常的不负责任了。
So, it can actually be a great impetus for making spiritual progress.
You mean by balancing these、
yeah.
two? 其实你把这两者要是平衡好了，把两者都兼顾好了，实际上它是会在很大程度上去推动你在Krishna 知觉在灵性生活上的进步的。
Sometimes devotees think that, well, if you give up everything and just practice Krishna consciousness all the time, you will really make spiritual advancement. But oftentimes it's not the case.
有的时候呢，奉献者们就简单的以为我如果放弃世俗的活动然后只是专注的去修习 Krishna 知觉我就一定能够在灵性上取得巨大的进步但是事实上呢很多情况下往往不是如此的
Everyone in their particular situation have a specific way to become purified
其实每一个人身处的这个处境是不一样的每个人都有自己自我进化的一个程序。
And being responsible for the decisions that we've made, especially when it comes to family and children, this is a great impetus for become purified.
那对自己曾经做过的这个选择负责任，去履行好你的家庭职责，照顾家庭和妻儿或者孩子，那个丈夫或者孩子或者妻子或者孩子，这个过程实际上是。一个非常大的一个自我进化的过程
especially when we are loved by our family members and our children
特别是我们的家人和我们的孩子还非常的爱我们
sometimes devotees they have family members who are you know very very what totally against very aggressively against
有时候有一些奉献者可能有一些家人就是对于 Krishna 知觉是就是激烈的这个反对的。
That's a different situation.
那而且呢他们还就是逼得很厉害。那这种情况就是完全的不一样的。
But in many cases, the family is supportive.
但是其实有很多情况下家人还是支持的。
So we have to learn to be satisfied with what we have and cultivate our Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，我们要学会呢，就是说，就是接受自己的一个处境，然后在这个处境当中，去培养自己的 Krishna 知觉，在灵性上取得进步。
And it's also a service because the family members actually benefit from having a devotee association.
那实际上呢，你如果这样做的话，本身就是一个服务，因为你的家人有了奉献者的联谊，他们就能够受益。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on many occasions has lamented having taken sannyas because.He had no business taking sannyas. He only did it to gain the respect of the most fallen people.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实在很多次呢都为自己成为这个托钵僧表示这个遗憾和痛惜，因为实际上作为他本人他是没有必要成为这个 Sannyasi 托钵僧，他唯一成为托钵僧的一个原因就是说要去拯救和影响那些最堕落的人，去获得他们对他的这个身份的尊重。
And you can see in the behavior of his followers that despite their spending time with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, they never gave up their family duties and never gave up their responsibilities.
而且呢你可以看到就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些众多的追随者，虽然他们是那么深深的依恋 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 但是他们从来都没有放弃过自己的家庭和自己在家庭中的责任。
Okay.
下一个问题。我们应该先去 Vrindavan 再去 Puri, 还是先去 Puri 再去 Vrindavan? Where should we go first? To go to Vrindavan first and then Puri, or Puri first then Vrindavan?
No, you should go to Mayapur first.
应该是先去 Mayapur 才对。
In Mayapur, you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
在 Mayapur 呢，你首先得到主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda 的仁慈。
And then you can go to Vrindavan.
然后呢，你再去 Vrindavan. And then Puri.
Well, Puri is just the icing on the cake.
Puri. Puri 是在 Vrindavan 前和后就不是那么的关键了。
Okay.
这是Sumugi Radha Dasi.带其他奉献者问 It's a question on behalf of others.
Yeah, I understand that.
一旦进入了居士生活，有了孩子，就意味着一生的责任。我们走过来体验到那是多么的艰难。现在已经到了婚配年龄的凤二代，也面临选择是独身遵守还是进入婚姻生活的问题，怀着深深的纠结。很多女孩子觉得，如果没有合适的可以一起修行的对象结婚，还不如遵守一生。只要自己具备工作生活的能力就可以了，总好过与观念不同的人生活在一起也好。但是对于女性来讲，这又是不合乎伟大文化的要求，该怎么选择呢？ It's also a very typical question. Once we entered Grihastha life, we will have child, and that means a whole life's responsibilities. Whoever has experienced that knows howdifficult it is. And now our second generation of the devotees also entering the age of marriage. So they are faced with options. One is to remain single and the others to enter marriage life. But it's most of the time it's a conflict, a deep conflict in the heart, because many girls would think that better to have asingle life as long as I have the abilities to work and maintain myself than having to live with someone who are not having spiritual life and to tolerate different values, different life. Okay, so, but however, for the females, the ladies, it doesn't,go along with the requirement of Vedic culture.
That's right.
So, how to make a choice?
How to make a choice? Well, to start with, we have no Prabhus to marry all the Matajis.
就是首先呢，就是我们现在还没有足够的 Prabhu 可以把所有的这些年轻的 Mataji 都娶回去。
Most of the devotees who come to Krishna consciousness are Matajis, not Prabhus.
就是我们现在在中国大多数的进入 Krishna 知觉的都是 Mataji, Prabhu 很少。
In Russia, there's 50% male, 50% female.
在俄罗斯呢，就是一半的 Mataji, 一半的 Prabhu.
So they all get married with each other. They all have children in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，他们就都组成了这个家庭，而且有 Krishna 知觉的这个孩子。
In China, not only it's difficult to find a Prabhu, but even if they do have a Prabhu, they're not even interested to have children.
就是在中国呢不仅是非常 难以找到帕布，而且就算是找到帕布结了婚，好像又没有兴趣要孩子。
Now, I think there's a huge misunderstanding on behalf of the Matajis who think it's better for me to be on my own than to be married with someone who is not a devotee.
那对于你所代表的这个奉献者，就是他觉得，与其是和一个不能一起灵修的人一起生活一辈子，还不如说自己一个人遵守一生。那我觉得这样的奉献者可能是有一些误解了。
Especially when you want to use your independence to have a job and maintain yourself.
特别是当你觉得我可以非常的独立，有一份工作，自己养活自己就可以了。
If you decide not to marry because you don't have to be with the karmi husband, then you should use your entire time spreading Krishna consciousness, not having to go to work so you can be independent.
所以说呢，如果说呢，你是不想跟一个非奉献者的一个人一起结婚，然后呢就是过一辈子，那么你就应当把你的这些时间都用来去传播 Krishna 直觉，这个才是你应当做的，而不是说觉得自己有这个工作生活的这个能力来维系自己，然后我就可以去保持我的这种独立性了。那如果是这样想的话，是会是一个误解。
Because many of these Matajis who are independent and single, it doesn't mean that they are actually Krishna conscious.
因为呢，很多这些看起来非常的独立的这些独身的马太子，其实他们的 Krishna 知觉并不是很好。
They actually very much enjoy their independence, so independent that they can't make spiritual advancement.
事实上呢，他们非常的享受自己的独立性，以至于在 Krishna 知觉上面呢，几乎是没有任何的进步。
If you want to remain single, use your entire time practicing Krishna consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness.
如果说呢，你要是真的下定了决心，你这一辈子不结婚，要独身的话，那你就要发誓立誓，要把你这一生都拿来去认真的修习 Krishna 直觉，并且去传播 Krishna 直觉。
OK。
下一个问题来自于 Free and Easy， 感恩老师和翻译的精彩讲座。今天老师一直在强调 Godada Pandita 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的关系是我们很难理解的。那还有什么类似的关系可以帮助我们理解这种关系呢？是不是因为 Godada 是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从小玩到大的伙伴，所以才产生了这种超然的关系和超然的举动？期待您的解答。Thank you very much for your wonderful class. Today you emphasized a lot how it is difficult for us to understand the relationship between Godada Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So is there any other similar relationship that can help us to understand this kind of relationship? Is it because that the Dada Pandit is an intimate friend of Lord Chaitanya from childhood that they developed such kind of transcendental relationship and transcendental behavior? Looking forward to your answer.
Well, it's a combination of both. They are very close friends from childhood.
这个原因呢，应该是多方面的。一方面就是说，他们的确就是从小玩到大的伙伴。
And also because in their eternal relationship, they are also one.
还有一个就是说，从他们的这个永恒的关系来说，永恒的身份来说，他们实际上是永恒的，是一体的。
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna who is in the mood of Radha, and Godada Pandit is the energy of Radha. So they have something very much in common.
因为呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是处于 Radharani 心态中的至尊主本人，就是 Krishna 本人，而 Godada Pandit 呢，他又是 Radharani 的这个在能量，所以说他们之间有许多的相同之处。
So it's a conflict.
所以呢，这好像又是一组矛盾。
But we will see later on when Lord Chaitanya returns to Puri, they have a very nice life together.
但是我们往下看， 就是等这个其他年马哈巴布回到了布里的话，我们会可以看到他们相处的非常的好。
Lord Chaitanya will go to his place every day to hear Gadara Pandit recite the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那每天呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都会到 Gadara Pandit 住的地方去聆听他讲述圣典波迦瓦坛。
Anyway, there are many, many pastimes with Gadara Pandit.
就是关于 Gadara Pandit 还有很多的小聊时光。
Okay.
之后我们可以来讲。Lily 问了一个问题，感恩亲爱的 Papu 和 Mata 给我们带来甜美的甘露，在家里。每天早上做简单的神像崇拜，圣帕帕的祷文、五圣体的祷文和摩诃门者点香、点酥油灯、供奉水和花。因为没有学习过，要注意些什么关键点？会有什么冒犯吗 ？Thank you, Papa and Mataji, for such nectarian class. Every morning, I would do some simple daily worship. I would chant the Prabhupada pranam and also the.Panchatattva and Maha Mantra, I would offer incense and ghee lamp, water and flower. Because I have never actually learned how to do all this, are there some key points that I should pay special attention to? Is there any potential offenses here?
You are doing very nicely.
你做得非常好。
You are a very good example to the devotees.
你是奉献者中的一个非常好的榜样。
Don't change anything.
你不用改变什么。
Just go deeper into your service.
只是在你。
Just go deeper into the chanting.
只是深入到你的这些服务之中，然后深入到你的唱诵之念诵之中就好了。Any key points to be
careful about? These are just details.
Just 那我又帮你问了一下，那些。要注意的关键点，那帕布他说这些就是属于细节的这些问题。
Don't worry about these things. The fact that you are very regular in this practice is a wonderful example.
那这个细节这个问题是另当别论。那你本身你每一天都那么有规律的去做这件事情，这本身就已经为奉献者树立了一个极好的榜样。Free and easy, 感恩老师和翻译，每次听到这些逍遥时光的时候都感到很激动，就觉得这样的人有那么多优秀的品质，做什么事情都那么快乐，那么好。可是一回到家里看到自己的孩子，就觉得有好多事情不能包容。我该怎么做给自己定位呢？我是应该尽心尽责的教育好孩子，还是应该用包容的心态去看着孩子去慢慢的成长？ Thank you very much.Every time, whenever I hear those pastimes, I am deeply touched, feeling that such kind of nice persons having such beautiful qualities, whatever they do, it's so pleasant and so beautiful. But for myself, as soon as I come back, being faced with my child, I would feel that a lot of things is beyond my tolerance. So where should I put myself? Should I try my best to educate and to teach my child, or I should just watch my child to grow gradually with a very tolerant heart, mood, with tolerance?
Your prime duty is to be a mother.
你最主要的这个责任是做好母亲。
Srila Prabhupada was very clear on this.
那 Srila Prabhupada 这一点呢是非常的清楚的，说的非常清楚。
To be a mother comes before being Krishna conscious.
就是做一个好母亲呢，要比培养好的 Krishna 知觉更重要。
And if you examine very, very closely the natureand behavior and mood of a mother is very, very close to being Krishna conscious.
其实你如果是非常深入的去分析一下作为一个母亲的在照顾孩子的那种心态还有那种责任的时候，你就会发现实际上跟这个 Krishna 知觉是非常非常接近的。
Krishna is in the heart of the child.
因为 Krishna 他也在这个孩子的心中。
And it's very easy to connect with the child on that level.
所以呢，如果说你一旦能够认识到这一点的话，就能够跟孩子之间有着更好的这种连接了。
So to love a child as a mother and to take care of a child as a mother is the priority for a devotee.
所以呢，对一个奉献者来说，去爱自己的孩子，然后去照顾好自己的这个孩子呢，是一个首要的责任。
Now, in addition, if we add Krishna consciousness to this, then it's perfect.
那在这个基础之上，如果再加入 Krishna 知觉的话，就更好了。
But we can't force Krishna consciousness onto children. We can only be a good example for them.
但是我们不能把 Krishna 知觉强加在我们的孩子身上，只能是首先让自己做好这个榜样。
And there is something that oftentimes parents are not aware of, which can actually damage the life of a child.
然后还有一点就是，作为父母经常去忽视的，但是这个问题又严重到足以去伤害这个孩子的一生。
Is when you project your own image on your own children.
就是说你把自己的一种形象或者观点投射到这个孩子身上。
So if your image is to be an ideal Vaishnavi, and you project this onto your child, then it can be beneficial.
如果说呢，你自己脑海里面的这个愿景，就是说是成为一个非常好的一个 Vaishnavi, 一位奉献者，那你把这样的一个形象投射到你的孩子的身上，那是非常的好的。
But again, it cannot be forced.
但是呢，这样的一个愿望是不能够强加在自己的孩子身上的。
However, when parents have materialistic ideas about what they were not able to be, and they want their children to become that, then it's very damaging for the child.
那但是呢，如果说父母呢某一些事情没有做到，就成为自己的一种遗憾和空白，然后希望自己的孩子能够填补那个空白，来弥补他的遗憾。那把这，然后强迫孩子去做一些事情的话，那对这个孩子可以说就是一种摧毁性的伤害。
And then it does not become the life of the child; it becomes your own life. Your child becomes a byproduct of your own imagination.
所以呢，这样子呢，这个孩子就不能独立的去过他自己的。就是这个孩子就不能过属于孩子的这个生活了，他过的其实是你的想象出来的一种生活。
So the child is a very specific individual with very specific needs.
那个孩子呢，他是一个独立的、独特的一个个体，他有他独特的这个需要。
So we have to make the children a priority, and then secondly, we give them Krishna consciousness as much as we can.
所以呢，去照顾这个孩子呢，很好的关爱这个孩子是你的首要的这个责任。然后在这个基础之上呢，要尽量的把 Krishna 知觉传递给他。
Okay, are we finished?
Yeah.
Sati.
Sati said that the prime duty of a Mataji is family responsibility.
Yes,
not a missionary.
That's right, Sati. I agree with you.
Sati, 你说对了 but we have 99% of devotees in China are Matajis right now.
That's
some
right.
Matajis are willing to sacrifice as a missionary.
Yeah, but they actually don't. They're willing, but they don't.
What if they get the order or instruction from a guru?
No. It has to come from the family, not from the guru.
The responsibility.
That's right.
那就是说我让帕布又确认了一下，我说那现在我们中国99%差不多都是马太基，那有一些份马太基他就自愿的愿意去牺牲自己个人的家庭生活去做一个传教士这样子的这个活动，特别是有一些马太基可能得到了灵性导师给他的这个训育，那帕布认为马太基还是应当要把家庭放在第一位的，这是他最主要的这个责任，首先要把那个责任做好了再说第二步。
哎，阿里翁说。
他不在中国生活中的年轻人，中国奉献者居士为什么不要孩子？You have been staying in China for so many years. Can you answer this question? Why so many Chinese Grihastha devotees choose not to have a child?
I can only speculate, but from my observation,
我只能说我猜测一下，但是从我的观察来看，
First of all, you will see that even though the government has given freedom for people to have more than one child, most people, 90% of the Chinese, don't want to have two children because they can't afford it.
首先从这个国情来看，就是虽然我们政府现在已经是鼓励，就是打开这个，可以有二胎，政府鼓励大家生二胎，但是其实90%的人还是选择不要生第二个孩子，因为负担不起。
Only the wealthy people, I have seen only wealthy people have two children or three maximum.
我就看到几乎可以说是只有比较有钱的人他们才要两个孩子甚至是三个孩子。
And the farmers.
还有就是住在农村里的人他们可能会多要几个孩子。
Now, you may say that devotees, they put devotional career first.
你可以说奉献者呢可能是把他们的这个奉献者的生涯放在了第一位。
If you have a grihastha couple, I mean, both of them are devotees and practicing devotees, they will want to be very Krishna conscious, which takes a lot of effort before they put their energy into raising a child.
那如果说是一对奉献者夫妇都是奉献者的话，他们自然可能就是把Krishna 知觉的修习放在了第一位，那就把很多的精力、很多的时间都放在了这个修习 Krishna 知觉这个上面、灵修上面了。那这样的话，就是没有那么多的精力再去考虑怎么去抚养孩子。
And one of the reasons for this is because in our yatra we don't have an infrastructure to accommodate education for children, devotee children.
那还有一个原因就是说，在我们的这个 yatra， 在中国的这个 yatra 的话，我们现在还没有能够给奉献者的孩子提供教育的这样的一个基础设施。
And the devotees, if they have a child, they don't want to send the child to a common school.
那奉献者一旦拥有了孩子的话，就是很不愿意把这个孩子再送到 kami 的这个非奉献者的那个学校里面去上学。
Or they will want to go to Mayapur.
或者奉献者就干脆选择去 Mayapur.
Or to another country where there is a gurukul.
或者是送到其他的有 gurukul 的临时学校的国家去。
I mean, already we hear from devotees who have little children how difficult it is just to battle with a kindergarten manager so your kid can have vegetarian food for lunch.
那现在我们已经遇到了这样的问题，有一些奉献者的这个孩子送到幼儿园去，就是为了要争取让这个孩子保持这个素食，都得大费周折跟那个那个幼儿园的园长要这么来回的。
I have no doubt if we had a very very nice well established gurukul with mature teachers that grihastha devotees would be inclined to have children.
我觉得假如说是在我们的这个国家有非常成熟的这个 gurukul， 就是也非常成熟的老师能够担负起这个教育的责任的话，那 Grihastha 居士们可能就会更愿意要孩子了。This is the first generation, second will be different.
Yeah, I mean, even you see there's so many householders in Hong Kong, none of them have kids.
这个通常这个现象有一点就是指第一代奉献者的情况，其实晚一些的年轻的奉献者可能就不是这样选择了。你看在这个香港的话的这个第一代奉献者的话有很多居士，但是他们都没有要孩子。
In Taiwan, hardly any of them have kids.
台湾也是这样，居士几乎是没有要
孩子。But Philippines, many kids.
但是你要是去菲律宾的话，你就会发现有很多孩子。因为在菲律宾的话，它有这个 gurukul 的那个学校。是 这个是following that question, why Chinese devotees, the Chinese grihastha devotees choose not to have child. He said, 那接着刚才的那个问题，为什么不要孩子的问题，就是是因为 Mataji 都跑出去传教，不安心过生活，照顾家人，然后 Papa 们意见很大，都不愿意进入 Krishna 知觉吗？如果 Mataji 都用心去履行家庭的责任，可能会多一些 Papa 进入 Krishna 知觉。刚才第二后面后半部的这个问题还没有发上来的时候呢，我在全网跑步回答了，就是都是夫妇都是奉献者的情况。那现在第二个部分 is like that. He said, "Is it because Mataji's all go out to do preachings and they can't settle down in family life, taking care of the children, taking care of the families, and the prabhus, which means the husbands in the family?" Is very opposed to that, and they don't want to go to Krishna consciousness. So, if supposedly that Mataji's with full heart to perform their family duties, maybe more Prabhu, which means more men will join Krishna consciousness. Is that right?
No. Where do you see that the Mataji's join Krishna consciousness? They spend their time preaching. Where is this coming from?
Of course. In Beijing, in many places, it's like that.
You mean like full-time, they're out there every day meeting people, like arranging the programs?
Temples.
No. You have a huge misconception about what it means to be out there in the front line. You have no idea what it means.
就是说你在这里说到的 Mataji 都跑出去传教，不安心过生活，照顾家人这种，还是不是很多见的。什么叫做一直在外面去传教，一直投入在外面的那样的一种传教生活当中，或者说在这个传教的第一线，还是很不一样的。So that proposal is invalid?
No. You know, the devotees, they go to each other's home and they do a little bit of service.It's not like they're out there giving out prasadam, they're out there doing harinams, they're out there distributing books. They're not doing that at all.
就是说我们现在在中国的 Mataji 其实并不要求说像要到天天到外面去 harinam, 天天到外面去向公众派发 prasadam, 天天去派发书，没有那么高要求的这种一线的传教生活。其实最多也就是互相到彼此的这个家中，然后一起联谊一下，荣耀一下菩萨的，听听课，讲讲课，也就是仅此而已。
Okay, what is Sati saying?
No, here's, we haven't.
Okay, let's move on.
树说，中国的玛哈吉无论结婚与否都很难，已结婚的玛哈吉但丈夫不是无神论，很多的规范是选择是尊重丈夫的，很多的规范是选择尊重丈夫的感受，但学习了经典之后更看不惯丈夫的习惯，那怎么办？ Chinese Matajis, whether they're married or unmarried, their lives are all very difficult. Those married Matajis,most of the time, they have husbands who are atheists. And at the same time, they have to follow the regular principles. But then they still have to respect the husband's feelings. And some Matajis, after reading the scriptures, they even more intolerant of the husband's behavior or habit. So...What to do?
I mentioned this before. Why did you marry an atheist?
That's before becoming a devotee.
That's my point. That's my point. You have to take the responsibility that you made a decision before meeting the devotees, that you fell in love with a man. Even if it was an arranged marriage, you agreed to it. You become responsible. Now, when you come to Krishna consciousness,Don't dive into the extreme of the philosophy. Learn to get a balance.
那就是我再重申我前面所讲到的，就是在你成为 Mataji 成为奉献者之前，其实你是做出了选择的。这你爱上了一个这样的一个丈夫， 或者说即便是一个被安排的一个婚姻，那你也是选择了就是接受并且跟这个人结婚。所以呢，现在呢，你既然已经结了婚，然后你成了奉献者，那你就不能说读了经典之后又走得过于这个极端，按照这个经典走得过于极端，你要学会在你现在的这个生活当中保持一种平衡。
And we have to learn as a community of Vaishnavas to be accepting of each other's situation.
而且我们作为一个 Vaishnava 的一个社团的话，我们还要学会去接受和包容彼此的这个处境。
And there is absolutely no point of cultivating guilty feelings about what we do.
就是而且呢，就是我们根本就没有必要为我们的就是一些不得已而为之的行为而感到内疚，去加重这种内疚感是于事无补的。
We have to carry out duties.
我们要去那个去履行自己的责任的。
If your husband loves you,
如果你的丈夫是非常爱你的。
If he is a good father,
如果他是一个好父亲。
If he is a good provider,
而且呢，他也给家庭提供了很多的支持。
If he is a good friend,
他又是你的好朋友。
Why?Do you want to give him up?
为什么要把这样的丈夫就放弃掉呢？
Just practice your Krishna consciousness and let it be.
你就要好好的去修习你的 Krishna 知觉就好了，就是其他的先放下，就随他去。Sati Mataji 说 ，Mataji 要学会容忍 ，Mataji should learn how to tolerate.
Yes, Sati.
Tolerate situations.
Sati should give the class.
Sati 今天应该讲课。Sati, and Sati also said we should balance the family life with intelligence. 阿莲立信问，感谢帕布精彩的讲课，感谢玛塔吉甜美的翻译，带孩子比所有的传教都苦行，服务孩子丈夫更能培养谦卑的品质。我觉得只要有生育能力都应该生养孩子，做像 Arjuna 一样去作战，不是这样想法对吗？ Thank you very much for your wonderful class. I feel that to raise a child is even more austere than being a missionary. To serve the child and the husband will be beneficial for developing a quality of humbleness to develop the humbleness. So humility. So how I feel that everyone who has the ability to have a child should have a child and raise a child, just like Arjuna.Who goes to the battlefield for fighting?
Yes.
So is it the right understanding?
Yes.
是的，你的那个，你的这个观点是对的，你的这个想法是对的。
Yes, very good.
对，你说的很好。
Yes.
Hari Vamsadas 有年长奉献者说，中国居士有孩子灵修就毁了，这样怎么在社会上去树立家庭的榜样呢？ Hari Vamsadas said that some senior devotees said that as long as the Chinese.Grihasthas have children, their spiritual life are ruined. If that's the case, how can we make a good example of a family life in the society?
It's the wrong statement from whoever you consider to be senior.
就是你所谓的这个年长的奉献者，如果这样说的话，不管他是谁的话，那肯定是。说的不对了。
A so-called senior devotee will never speak like this if he is senior.
如果是一个奉献者真的被称为年长奉献者的话，那是绝对不会说出这样的话的。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, "If you are Krishna conscious, you can have 100,000 children."
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他说，如果说他能够生养出具有 Krishna 知觉的孩子的话，他可以生十万个孩子。
If you're not Krishna conscious, even if you have no children, you're not going to save yourself.
如果说你没有 Krishna 知觉的话，哪怕是一个孩子都没有的话，也拯救不了自己。刚才我翻译有点误，就是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他说，你只要有 Krishna 知觉的话，哪怕就是说他都可以生十万个孩子，但是如果没有 Krishna 知觉的话，一个孩子都没有，都于事无补。
I have to correct.
I thought that it was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said if I can give birth to children who are Krishna consciousness, then I can give birth to 100,000. But actually you said if as a parent I have Krishna consciousness, then I can give birth to 100,000.
That's correct.
Okay.
Can we finish here?
好的，把孩子培养成奉献者是最好的传教。Sati Mataji said, to cultivate a child's Krishna consciousness and turn them into devotees is the best way of preaching.
Yes.
是的。
Sati Mataji Ki Jai.
Sati Mataji Ki Jai.
Thank you so very much, Sumukhi Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for your very Gadara Pandit style questions.
非常感谢奉献者提出了 Gadara Pandit 式的问题。
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai.Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Vaikuntha 之音服务员于聆听亲爱的奉献者们今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经师 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了。我们下一周同一时间星期三早上七点再见。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 智觉的一天灵修快乐进步 Hare Krishna.